First hour on the public comment summary document. We have organized it this way because Joe is one of the editors of this document, and he will be getting on a plane, I think, very soon, and so wanted to have the conversation while he was still available. He will not be available tomorrow. So we have that on first, and then we have the transition proposal edits from this week up second. And then if we could just scroll down for 1 second tomorrow. You can see we have more time booked tomorrow to go over transition proposal edits if we need it. If we don't need it, then we won't use it all. And to also talk about the status announcement and disclaimer that I had circulated on the list this week. To talk about, come back to the topic of implementation and the scope of the ICG's work in the implementation process. To come back to the public comment summary document if we need, and then to do some wrap-up and discussion of process going forward. So, again, unclear how much time we will take tomorrow, but we are unlikely to take the full day, I would say. So, comments on the agenda. I have Cavus.
Good morning to everybody. I wish just to ask you that whether you want that I make a very short briefing on what is now going on with respect to the timeline of the CCWG, with respect to the preparation of the report, and with respect to a few other things that happened that may be helpful in finalizing your document if you so wish. Thank you.
I think that's a good idea. I would like us to take the comment summary document immediately because of Joe's participation, but perhaps we could do that status update directly after the comment summary. I think that makes sense to me. Do other folks think that would be beneficial? I don't know if everyone was in the CCWG meeting that just ended. You weren't. Okay, so we'll do a 5-minute status update after the public comment summary. So, other comments on the agenda? Okay, so with that, we will begin with the public comment summary document, and I will turn things over to Manal.
Thank you, Alyssa, and good morning, everyone. I hope you had the chance to go through the summary report. As Alyssa mentioned, Joe and myself compiled this as agreed during our face-to-face meeting in Los Angeles. The structure of the report is basically comprised of three parts. The first is overall statistics, and then the approach followed by the ICG in handling the comments received, and then the summary of the different themes or topics covered by the comments. And in this, we were guided by the list of themes that were presented in the presentation in LA, but also the text shared by ICG colleagues on the mailing list. So it's all based on text that was drafted and agreed, hopefully. So I hope this would make things easier. Just to note that all sources, to our best, are included in green italics between square brackets for reference. Where we were not sure about things, I highlighted things in yellow sometimes, and we've also, Joe and myself, inserted some comments. Proposed edits are marked in track changes, and I also note that I think further edits, I believe, were also made by John Jack and Lynn, and I think we have this in the version we have in front of us. Where we have two slightly different versions of the same text, both were included for us to discuss and decide which version we should maintain. And finally, I guess there were also some missing elements, so I hope we can identify those as we go through the text. So I think we can take them section by section. So first is the statistics part, and I think this we've already gone through for the presentation and other things. So do we have any comments on this part of the report? Just to note that there is one paragraph that was drafted by Joe. It's after the statistics, and just to note that there were six members who volunteered to go through the comments, and so this is the only new text we have here.
Manal.
So, yeah.
I put myself in the queue. Well, first question, would you like to run the queue or would you like me to run the queue?
Okay. I mean,
I have a comment about the text, but my first question is, I'm happy to run the queue if you would like, or if you want to run it yourself.
You can do it.
Okay. So just one note is that because the figure, I believe in this document's figure 2, has changed, the proportions changed in response to our discussion on the weekend. The text, the numbers written in the text need to change as well. I would suggest just copying and pasting the same paragraph from the proposal back into this document because it's all slightly modified based on the figure changing.
Yeah, fair point. I think we've got the new graphs from the presentation, but we haven't gone through the text. So, okay, this is a fair point. So if we don't have any comments on this paragraph, maybe we can move forward. I'm sorry, yeah. Jean-Jacques?
Hello, this is Jean-Jacques. Really a minor thing. In the yellow highlight text, towards the end, from these reviews, three lines before the end, from these reviews and discussions lasted 2 days, in some cases no action was needed. And here, instead of in some cases, again, I would suggest in other cases. It's really a minor tweak.
Okay, thank you, Jean-Jacques. I think we have Daniel. Go ahead, Daniel.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yeah, this is Daniel. I have a question on the last but one paragraph of this first section, which Joe entered. It reads, upon receiving the OC's responses, the ICG will reflect and so forth and so forth. I'm slightly confused because I thought we already had all the responses. And so I'm wondering whether this may cause confusion as to whether we're finished. We will be finished shortly with the proposal.
And where exactly is the text you're referring to?
It is just above jurisdiction at the end of...
Okay. So... Yes, please, Joe. Go ahead.
Daniel, I in the process of drafting this document, I asked whether we should reflect the answers that we got from the OCs and was told no, but we probably were thinking the document was coming out earlier than it is now. So I think it's a fair question, and I think it would be fine to do that. But remember, this was the summary of the questions. It wasn't meant to address the answers. But I agree with you. The timing of the release will make it confusing for those people reading this. So we could add a section that talks about the responses that were provided, but we'll take your collective guidance as to what's less confusing and what's more confusing.
So thank you, Joe. So the suggestion is we add a new paragraph with the responses we've received, or we delete this part, because I think the responses we have received are already reflected in our summaries. So, Joe, do you think we really need to summarize again the responses we received from the operational communities, or we just delete this part or take care of the language? Because I think the responses we've received are already reflected under the different themes.
When drafted this, the Scott was before. Now, if we're going recent versions of the, we'll have the response.
I'm sorry, Joe.
Manal, you have to mute your microphone, otherwise it gets in the way.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Joe.
What I said was that the text we originally pulled in the first version of this did not actually reflect the responses, because the concept was this wasn't meant to be forward-looking. This was meant to be kind of, these were the questions we got in, and this is a summary of what they looked like. As we are going back and updating material with the most recent material from the proposal, that will, in fact, have the responses in. I've got no problem deleting the sentence, but we have to be very clear as to whether this document is a summary of the comments or is a document about the entire comment process with the responses.
So, good point. I think, again, it's a suggestion subject to how you would agree. I think we can make sure that the text under each theme is most up-to-date, reflecting what we got from the operational communities rather than doing another brief on what we have received. But this is a question to everyone, so... And I have Martin, Alyssa, and Daniel in the queue. So, Martin, please.
Thanks, Manal. On the sections on this page that is in front of us, I'm actually sort of feeling a little bit confused as to... what we're trying to do here, because this is written going back several months, and since then we've gone through a complete cycle, and it seems to me to be quite simply a statement of the process that we went through, and therefore I think this little bit just needs to be updated so that we say that we went out, we've received responses. We do not need to summarise those responses here. We're going to do that later. So that just in this particular section, we simplify it to being what has actually taken place. And therefore, I think it's probably only a matter of changing tenses of the verbs. There might be a little bit of residual cleaning up. But if that's actually what we were hoping to do there, then I think it becomes quite a simple job. Thank you.
Thank you, Martin. So basically, this is going to be a brief on the description of the process itself, consulting with the operational communities, but not the substance. Okay, fair point. So I have Alyssa next.
Yeah, I think we should make life easy on ourselves because we've already written the words about how the communities responded in the proposal, so we can leverage all of that text in here. We need not write new text to capture that.
Thank you. And Daniel?
Thank you. I agree with Martin's suggestion, just changing the tenses of the words. It's already been done, and then we're done with this. I have to note, though, that several of the, as Manal has said, several of the individual sections reflect already answers and actions that we took. So it's not, the document is not as cleanly a status of several months ago as Joe said it was. But I don't think that's a problem. I just want to note it. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Daniel. And so I think we are in agreement, but before moving forward, I just want to make sure that everyone is good with the three bullets describing the approach we have followed, because again, this is a new text that has been drafted and was not discussed before in details, I mean. So I don't see... Okay, Milton?
I'm just unable to scroll this in the Adobe room. I'm not sure if I'm the only one, but, oh, here we go. Okay, you have to do Windows 8. Never mind.
I would also note that in the final bullet where comments were received and no action was required, I personally was not sure whether those were all forwarded for the info to the operational communities, may be forwarded, will be forwarded. But at the time I wrote this, I was not sure. So I had this highlighted, and I think Lynn has helpfully done some edits here. So Can we move forward, or do we have any comments? So if we can please go to the jurisdiction part, and this is mainly from Martin's email. Do we have any suggestions or reactions or comments on this part? The text. Jean-Jacques?
Thank you, Manal. This is Jean-Jacques. Again, really a minor tweak for better understanding. In the first paragraph under jurisdiction, line number 3, I would suggest adding a comma, a similar number opposed comma, arguing that otherwise it's not that smooth. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Jean-Jacques. Milton?
Yeah. I also found the language that Jean-Jacques mentioned to be confusing. I would say you would need even more than a comma after oppose. You probably need something like oppose the proposal. Find the thing here. I've had to reset my...
Sorry, Paul Wilson here. Can I just make a request that might make it easier if we could have the URL for the current document circulated into the chat, then I think it's probably easier for us to access that document.
Yeah.
It's there
Jennifer
already.
Just posted it.
Okay, like thanks.
5 minutes ago. Yeah.
It's easier to actually load the doc in Word or something than to be using the remote participation.
Okay, I was just a little bit concerned about the euphemism here. We have changed, gave up U.S. government control with, concurred with the U.S. government's willingness to relinquish its stewardship. And if I recall the actual comments, they were talking about supporting U.S. government control. And we are really not accurately reflecting what the comments are, in addition to using a euphemism, which I find somewhat, icky. So I would prefer to go back to the original language on that one. I'm not sure who do we think we are? What are we doing by changing it? What was the motivation for that?
So I can't really recall whose edits was this. Maybe... So, Jean-Jacques, yes, please, if you can help.
Thank you, Manal. This is Jean-Jacques. Milton, I think I was at least one of the culprits. The reason is that, as you remember, as part of the comment review team, some of it was pretty bad and sloppy. So I thought that even as a non-native English speaker, some things could be presented for the benefit of the whole community. Now, in the same way as I don't want to go into too many tweakings here, I think that we've done so much on it. If you go into that, then I would suggest that we summarize that comment much more accurately by saying that it's the very notion of transition or transfer of oversight that was contested, that was not accepted by those who made those comments. So if you, Milton, if you really want to do more than just tweaking the words, I would suggest we come to that notion of who are opposed to the very notion of transition of oversight. Thanks.
Thank you, Jean-Jacques. And I see Milton nodding, so I think this addresses the point. I have Mary, Martin, Daniel, and Alan. So, Mary?
Thank you. I think my point has been taken, the clarification has been made. Okay, the second part of it would have been, but with the clarification, I think it gels with what was at the second part. That, however, there was good support stated and implicit for this approach proposed by the CCWG accountability. So I wanted to relate that to what we stated in the previous sentence. So it doesn't flow in my head. I don't understand. Maybe the person that proposed it should clarify more. But the first part is, I'm okay with the first part, with the explanation given. But it's the second part that, when I related it with the first part, that I didn't get it.
Okay, if you could repeat quickly the exact question, because we have Milton next. I mean Martin next, and I believe he will be able to to help us here, yeah.
I said clarifications have been made for the first part. So I wanted to relate the first part to the second part of that paragraph to know how it pairs up, to what we are trying to convey here. Because the second part is saying, however, there was good support. Is this support to move the jurisdiction or support not to move the jurisdiction? But, you know, since we are talking about our own proposal, then the CWG accountability side of it is what I am trying to relate with what the first part has said. I don't know whether I've confused the group more.
So,
yeah. Anil, do you want?
Yes, was this Joe?
Yeah.
Okay, do you have a direct response to this? So please go ahead, and then we continue with the queue. Thank you.
The response was there were a few comments that, as Martin said, opposed, with the new construction between Jean-Jacques and Martin, opposed the transition, and the rationale for that was because the U.S. was giving up control. There were a similar number, again, minority, that were concerned about the fact there wasn't international jurisdiction. But there was strong support across the majority of comments that this is a topic that will be resolved outside of this limited process in Workstream 2. That was, those are the three elements. They are perhaps not stated in a clear enough way, but it was a reflection of the minority comments and then a reflection of where the mainstream seemed to sit in terms of process that needed to be resolved in Workstream 2, not discounting the fact that it was an issue, but understanding that it wasn't going to get resolved in our proposal.
Thank you, Joe. So, Martin?
Thanks, Manel. Martin Boyle here. I think that what Joe has just said covers reasonably well what was concerning me. And certainly currently proposed wording is fairly confusing and certainly obscures the fact that there was some opposition to any change to the current arrangements and then a similar number opposed, arguing that blah, blah. And I think the other point I'd just like to flag up, Keith's recent arrival and Cavus might be able to give us some thoughts, because at the moment we say for the approach proposed by the CCWG accountability that jurisdiction should be discussed further under Workstream 2. I think really it is just a matter of that we try and confirm that that is still the case, that there will be an expectation that there will be a discussion under Workstream 2 later down the track. So if I can just sort of throw it to either of you as to whether you can clarify the point for us. Thank you.
So, yeah, Keith, if you would like to respond, and then I have Alan, Cavus, and Joe, is this an old hand?
Very old hand.
Okay, thank you. Keith.
Thank you, Manal. This is Keith Drazik for the transcript, and I apologize for being late catching up here, and I may need to reserve the right to come back in a few minutes with some further clarification. But I think the CCWG accountability has made it very clear that ICANN's jurisdiction, in terms of where it's incorporated and located and headquartered, is clearly not a Workstream 1 issue. I think there is a little bit less certainty or clarity about whether those issues or that topic, headquarters, incorporation, and location, is actually intended to be a topic in Working 2. It's not clear to me that that's the case. I know there have been discussions about jurisdiction for dispute resolution in the CCWG accountability, but I don't know that there's an explicit expectation that a change of jurisdiction, for example, would be something explicitly discussed in Workstream 2. So let me pause there, and I will come back if I have any further comments. Thanks.
So I had Alan, but Cavus, if this is on the same point, then please go ahead, and Alan, I'll...
Yes, at the same point. While I fully agree with Keith Drazek that this is a situation for the Workstream 2, but it relates to the jurisdiction arising from the community empowerment and escalation, but not jurisdiction under which the corporation or incorporation has been established. There are two different things. The first one will be no change at all. Everything in CCWG is designed under California law. The whole structure can't change that. The jurisdiction which we work stream to are those which be as a result of the community mechanism and community empowerment and taking the course by the standing of the person who's of the sole designator at the final stage court. That jurisdiction we are talking about, which will be on the work stream too. But first jurisdiction under which the corporation or incorporation has been established, there will be no change. That remains intact, because otherwise we have to go back and do the whole thing from the very beginning. So just make clear, I compliment what you said, but I did not disagree with what you said. Thank you.
So, okay, just to see, Alan, is your intervention on the same point or so? So can we please take Keith first, and then, so Keith, go ahead.
Thank you, Manal, and thank you, Cavus. Agree 100%. And it was stated in the CCWG working session this morning by one of the members or participants, I think he was a participant, who made the point, just as Cavus did, that if you're going to change the jurisdiction of ICANN headquarters, location, incorporation, everything the CCWG is doing today is based on the assumption of California law, or the expectation that ICANN will be headquartered and incorporated in the state of California. If that were to change, then the work of the all of the work of the CCWG accountability would have to be redone if you're moving to a different jurisdiction. You know, some pieces may be able to carry over, but it would have to basically start the process anew.
Thank you, Keith. Alan?
Thank you, Alan Barrett. Just a comment on readability of this paragraph. I find it a little difficult to read, where we say in the first line, while there was opposition, and then a few lines later we say, however, there was good support. I think that can be clarified, and I'm pasting a proposal into the chat. I think we could say something like, a minority of commenters were opposed to the whole idea. Another minority wanted it to move to an international organization. However, the majority supported the transition to community oversight. And then we can also talk about the CCWG and their work streams and so on.
Thank you, Alan. If you can also circulate this on the mailing list, this would be helpful. I think the problem that this originally was drafted with numbers and percentages, and then we decided to remove all the numbers, and this is when it might got some confusing. So, mindful of the time, can we move forward? And so we had a theme on the presentation that was for PTI and related bodies. There was no specific text circulated for this part. I wonder if this is already covered by other themes, or do we need to have something here? So I have Alan, Jandir, and then Joseph. Alan? No, old hand, okay. So Jandir?
Thank you, Manal. Sorry, my point was that on the jurisdiction session. Can I come back before we continue?
Yes, please go ahead.
Thank you. I just would like to state for the record, this is Jean Dier Santos speaking, that overall speaking, we do support Martin's language as it is right now in line of the comments my government made in the public comment period. The way the language is presented, it duly recognizes the fact that jurisdiction remains an important issue that needs to be addressed based on a clear assessment of the different implications of the different options. And also recognizes the fact that it needs to be discussed under Workstream 2. But my whole point is that it will be really hard to prejudge what kind of discussions we'll have in Workstream 2. So we will be ready to support the language as it is based on Martin's inputs. Thank you.
Thank you, Jandir. So, Mary, you want to come back on the same point?
I need further clarification. I don't think we are saying no to Martin's formulation, but just to clarify, if I'm getting confused, what of those that are not here? So I think we should be clear enough to state what we mean. That this is what I don't think we should remove the second part. But the first part should be clear enough to say that this is what we saw. This is the comment that we received. These are the people that are opposing, minority or majority, whatever it is, it should be clear. I think that's what I want to say.
Thank you, Marius. Noted, we'll try to make it more clear. I think we already have proposed text and maybe we can finalize this online. So now do we need to put something under PTI and related bodies, or is this already covered by other parts of the text? So, Martin?
Thanks, Manel. I see, and I'm not quite sure why it has got my name associated under MI4. I'm sort of struggling on remembering exactly what happened, but Keith Davidson, Wolf Ulrich and I worked together on some text. My recollection is that Wolf Ulrich sent an email to the list with some report on this text. But the state of my inbox at the moment, I'm not going to be able to find it quickly. But I will look back and see what he did. I'm pretty sure it was Wolf Ulrich who came in with the text for that.
Thank you, Martin. So if we can identify this text and try to recirculate it, I think this would be helpful. I have Jandir, Joe, and Alyssa. Jandir?
Hold hands, sorry.
Okay, then Joe?
Yes, thanks. Comment on the clarifications that Keith and Cavus had provided, because while they are absolutely correct, that level of nuance did not exist in the jurisdiction comments, and the only thing that could be gleaned from the jurisdiction comments as a whole was the fact that people didn't really understand the topic. And one of the margin notes I had asked was, is that an observation we want to make, that the clarity of what jurisdiction means and what it actually refers to, whether it's substantive or the law of incorporation, across the comments was tremendously confused. That might be a useful point that one of the work streams might want to clarify, but that is much more editorial in nature than what we are doing in the rest of the document, and I didn't know if that was an appropriate thing to do.
Okay, thank you, Joe. Alyssa?
Sorry to rain on your parade, Martin, but you circulated a doc. So if you remember LA, we ended up with like 5 slides about PTI, and then we had subgroups who was looking at, I think, slides 3, 4, and 5, something along these lines. And you had actually circulated a document, which we can find, which gave your opinions about many of the comments, I think, on at least slide 3 or slide 4, I can't remember exactly which slide, but it was a lot of comments related to PTI. And then later you also looked at slide 5 and you sent an email that essentially said you didn't think that we needed to address most of these slide 5 related comments in the proposal, and people agreed that. And so we didn't ask any questions of the communities about the slide 5 related things, which were sort of more drastic reimaginations of the PTI. So We can find those references. I don't believe there's actually like prose text in relation to those, because the way that we handled the PTI issues was primarily by asking for clarifications from the communities and then summarizing the state of the PTI in a new section in the proposal. So to summarize the comments received would be a piece of work for somebody to go do. I'm not saying it has to be the person who has already done some of it, but that's the situation, I think.
Thank you, Alyssa. Yes, now I remember how this came up, because I didn't trust my memory, but I trust what's it. So here we need to have some drafting here. Yeah, I recall it was a few bullets, and it was in reaction to what we have received. But anyway, so this is still to be done. So let's move to the next bullet, the root zone maintainer. And again, I just want to highlight that all this text has been circulated over email and agreed before. In fact, it's unless you find track changes, then it's a copy and paste. So those are two paragraphs from Milton's emails. Do we have any comments or reactions to this part on root zone management? Joe?
I am not able to lower my hand for some reason, so that's an old hand.
Okay, good to know, so that I don't keep calling you between any two speakers. Thank you. So, Alyssa? Milton?
Yeah, I just want to express my sympathy to Joseph. I hope his arm is feeling okay after, you know, being unable to lower it for so long. I understand the text that is like showing a change there. That looks fine, but the stuff beneath it looks like it was more what we intended to be in Part Zero rather than a summary of the public comments. So I'm wondering what that text is doing there. Does it belong there? Is that what you really wanted to have in there? Because I thought that text that starts, the ICG recognizes the next, how many paragraphs? The next two paragraphs, that's not what was intended to be the summary of public comments. So that could be struck.
Okay, so we can delete the second reference and keep the first one, right? This is okay.
I guess it's actually three paragraphs now that we can see it all.
So the whole second reference.
Yeah, my summary of the public comments was just that first paragraph.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. So next we have, I mean, editorial issues. This goes without saying. So we what's the title next? I don't think I have the same version on my laptop. So if we can scroll down. Can we please scroll down? So, and meanwhile, I have Keith.
Thank you, Manal. Keith Drazik. Actually, I apologize for not jumping in before you scrolled down, but I had a question about one word in the earlier paragraph, and I think it was the first paragraph, and that was the word trustworthiness. I have no problem with including the analysis from the public comments that there was questions about the transparency of the process, but I'm a little bit concerned about the word trustworthiness. I wonder if that's appropriate. I don't recall specific language in the public comments that didn't necessarily support an allegation or suggestion that there was a lack of trust in the process.
So can you help us where exactly in the text?
Okay, thank you. Yes, Manal. It's right in the middle. It says, most of the submissions that addressed the RZM issue felt that the ICANN-VeriSign proposal left some questions unanswered and or raised concerns about the transparency, which is fine, okay, and trustworthiness of the transition process. I think trustworthiness be removed. Thank you.
Thank you. Then we're going to keep transparency and then delete and trustworthiness. Okay, noted. So
it's okay with me to strike that.
Okay, thank you, Milton. So if we can move forward to a dependency on CCWG timeline. Again, editorial issues, this was a copy and paste from the slide we had in LA, and we didn't think this is on the same level of the rest of the document. So dependency on CCWG and timeline, again, this has been taken from the executive summary of the ICG report and pasted as is with some edits. So do we have any comments on... So we have actually two references here, and I can see Alyssa, Keith, and Cavus. So Alyssa?
So in the discussion that we're going to have next on the transition proposal, Daniel has made a suggestion about changing the language that this is derived from. Basically, this was from the proposal. That's where this came from. I think we are likely to edit that into something that is more clear and has less words. And so I would suggest that whatever we end up with in the proposal, we just use that here as well. And it would be different from this.
Okay, fair point. And I mean, if everyone agrees, then we don't have to get into the text here right now. So, Keith? Okay, Cavus?
Yes, just a piece of information with respect to the timeline. Perhaps, maybe Jennifer, show the timeline that I sent you. That may help a little bit to examine whether or need you add something to that. It may not be needed, but it may be needed. The CCWG now have a draft timeline which more or less approved. And there is a timeline between 7th of January to 22nd of January sending to charter organization for the final approval. And that means something that may also be useful to mention. And that then they send the reports to the ICANN for submission to the NTIA as appropriate. So you show that timeline, you see from 7th of January, 22nd of January, you have this sending the final report to the chartering organizations to approve. And among the chartering organizations is naming organizations or GNSO, CNSO, and so on and so forth. So that will receive that one. So whether we take CWG as a combination of some of them or with that. In fact, that would be the final stage. So I just leave it to you whether you want to add that.